Welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician with 35 years of clinical practice and a whole lot to say. I created Portable Practical Pediatrics to bring you good, reliable information about things I thought would help this generation of parents and grandparents raise healthy children. Reviewing and telling you about contemporary parenting books, well, that's become a big part of that mission. Well, in that vein, I want to tell you about a book that you might find very useful when it comes time to feed your infants and toddlers, especially if you've never done this before. The whole process of directing your infant's diet from a total milk diet to introducing solid foods, it can be daunting. Read much about this subject, and young parents can quickly become very confused. I think that's where the book Super Baby Food by author Ruth Yaron comes in. In today's PEDcast, I'm going to introduce you to this book and tell you how I think it might be a useful guide to help feed your infants and toddlers. So let's get started, shall we?
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's Portable Practical Pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
I think readers of Super Baby Food will discover that the author, Ruth Yaron, has poured her heart and soul into creating this book. It has so much information, from basic information about how to prepare your own baby food to a step-by-step guide of how to introduce solid foods to infants to a crash course in human nutrition. You will even find out how to make homemade baby wipes and deodorant for mom. Can you believe it? I think Ms. Yaron covers every conceivable topic related to moms and babies. Need to know how to avoid bringing commercial cleaning products into your home and keep your baby from being exposed to dangerous chemicals? Well, this book has you covered. The core of the Super Baby Food book is the homemade porridge and the other homemade baby foods that are designed to keep babies healthy. Ms. Yaron suggests that parents start their babies out on super porridge and graduate to super duper porridge at 9 months of age as their digestive systems mature. Details of production of super porridge and other baby foods are described in great detail in the book. For parents interested in creating a whole food natural diet for their infants and toddlers, I feel like Super Baby Food is a great resource. So now for some of my thoughts about this book. The book is well written and researched, and I found it pleasing and easy to read. For readers who want the convenience of pre-made, commercially available, processed baby foods that are so commonly used in the U.S., well, this book may give you a serious case of the guilts. Or, alternatively, if you're open to getting back to rolling up your sleeves and getting down and dirty in the kitchen, Ms. Yaron's enthusiasm and knowledge about homemade baby foods may just convince you to get with the homemade baby food movement and start your own baby food factory right in your own kitchen. Well, if you're looking for some information and encouragement to learn about and improve your baby's diet, I think Super Baby Food might be a good book for you. Easy to read and extremely practical. I highly recommend it for first-time parents as well as families who have fed an entire brood of children. If your great-grandmother were here to give you advice about feeding and caring for your children today, I think she would approve of the advice that Ms. Yaron dispenses. I give it 4 Doxmo stars. Well, thank you for joining me today for this installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics. If you enjoy learning about child health with PEDcast, consider taking a minute to write a review on iTunes. That really helps get the word out about Portable Practical Pediatrics. If you have a comment about today's topic that you would like to share, you can join the conversation at www.docsmo.com. It's very easy to leave a comment. You will find Amazon links to all the books that I have reviewed on my website, and purchasing your copy with that link will help support DocSmo.com and helps me to continue to bring you quality content. Well, this is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping that fixing your baby's next meal won't be such a big deal. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin, Esquire, and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.